WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Pentagon and White House planning to retaliate for the killing of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East. ABC's Martha Raddatz reports a strike inside Iran is less likely than a strike in other regional countries where militants are operating.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. Overnight, the House and Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to advance articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he has mishandled the border. Democrats say the charges are baseless. The head of major social media platforms, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Snap's Evan Spiegel, will be testifying before senators who want the CEOs to support a bill that would require harmful material be blocked from children's accounts. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A family of five has been seriously injured in a truck versus buggy crash. According to the Vernon County Sheriff's Department, the truck collided with a horse-drawn buggy Monday night around 9 p.m. on Colash Road near County Road C in Hillsboro. The truck was headed southeast and hit the buggy going the opposite direction. Five people in the buggy suffered serious injuries. Three were taken to Gunderson in Hillsboro. The remaining two were taken to Richland Hospital. Later, two of the patients were taken to the UW Children's Hospital in Madison. Authorities arrested the truck's driver, 63-year-old Bruce Donlin, for an OWI causing injury. The crash is still under investigation. The Dodge County District Attorney will not pursue charges against three Portage Police staff members. The charges referenced are from the September arrest of three staff members with the Portage Police Department. The police chief announced he fired probationary officer Craig Crary, administrative assistant Casey Crary, and probationary officer Benjamin Aitzman. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Partly cloudy and fairly pleasant today with a high in the mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43 by Friday. It will be cloudy with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Just after 7 o'clock, thank you for joining us. It's Brian Adams.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get.
Back now. The summer seemed to last
news and more.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
Another one bites the dust. There is Queen, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
I have my bowl of Frankenberry cereal and my cup of coffee. I'm ready to rock.
Listen to some Queen. It's all good on a Wednesday morning. Hey, before we get too far into this conversation, apparently Baraboo High School will not be having school today because there's no water over at the high school. Now, I'm seeing reports on all of the news stations, but apparently there hasn't been anything sent out to the parents from the school, but all of the different news stations are reporting that there is no school today at the Baraboo High School because there's no water at the facility. Kind of important to have when you have that many people in one building, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today would be an early release day anyway, right? So you're missing a few hours. I mean, sleep in, kids. Have a good time. You know, think of the younger siblings at school because they're officially there today and you're not. You're at home eating your Frankenberry cereal.
Yes. Enjoy.
It's just our little PSA this morning here at Max FM. Anything new and exciting happening in your world?
Oh, boy.
Did I open a keg of worms, like a really big one?
Yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened, Finn?
You know, I mean, the morning was fine.
Okay.
And then the afternoon rolled along, and I kept feeling like, wait a second. Is this Monday? No, right? This isn't Monday.
Oh, I hate
this
those days.
Yeah. So, the plumber had to come over again.
Oh, no.
And it,
that's
it
all you need to say. I mean, right there, that's, I mean, you wouldn't even have to finish the story. Everybody's like, oh, a second time for the plumber. Oh, yeah. Okay. We know where this is going.
It really wasn't anything too major.
Sure.
There was a leak under the sink in the kitchen, so that kind of had to be fixed. And something else was kind of discovered while he was here that we're thankful that he discovered it, because then he could fix it right away while he was here. But here's the deal. So when somebody comes to the house, we don't crate the dogs.
Right.
But they're... what should we say? A little overeager when people come. You know the drill.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I'm aware of the drill. Yes. I have overly, I've always had overly friendly dogs, which is a good thing until somebody enters your home.
Yes.
Then it's a problem.
It's a whole different bag of tricks. So what we generally do is we put them in rooms. We put them in a room because they just don't know how to not be overeager.
Right.
And when somebody's here to do a job, they don't need dogs jumping up on them or sniffing them or, or doing any of that.
Some people don't like dogs. Some people are uncomfortable around them. Yes.
You know? So the dogs were in Chris's office for hours. This was something that was we thought would be like a 10-minute, 15 minute deal. Nope, it was not. So eventually, and to be fair, they were pretty good. I mean, they didn't really make too many sounds while they were in Chris's office, and so while they were in there, they were pretty good. But then eventually, there's a point where the dogs need to go outside and take care of their business, right?
Sure.
So eventually, and this is really no fault of Chris's, but the plumber went out to his truck to get some things, and it was during that, because the dogs hadn't had their lunch.
Sure.
Okay. So while the
you got to have lunch. I'd be getting a little out of control too if nobody fed me all day.
Right? I mean, I know how that goes. So when the plumber went out to his truck, she thought it was an opportune moment to let the dogs out and feed them. The problem was the plumber was out to his truck for about 1.5 seconds, okay? So then the plumber walks back in. The dogs get all antsy-pantsy, and they're all jazzed and everything. And, of course, our Australian Shepherd, it's in the name, right?
Theo.
Okay. If you try to tell Sunset to behave and settle down or whatever, Theo takes that as his direction to shepherd Sunset. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So then there's a whole bunch of wacky hijinks that ensue. And eventually, me and my wife were both kind of like, oh, that's it. You're outside. So, so then they went outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. The backyard, because of the warmer temperatures, is it's a disaster out there.
It's muddy. It's muddy everywhere.
Muddy,
you can't get rid of it. You can't get away from it, right? Yeah.
So they get all this mud on their paws and everything. And so they come in. So they come in through the laundry room. That's our access to the backyard.
Sure.
Okay. Now, but Chris is upstairs. She's busy with something. I'm trying to keep an eye on the dogs. This comedy of errors continues for a while. I get the dogs inside, finally. And I'm telling Theo, okay, you know, give me your paw. So here's the thing. We haven't really put in as much training with the dogs as we should. And, and we're aware of that. And we know we have to, but we haven't done it yet. Theo will do anything as long as you're giving him a treat. Anything.
Sure.
But if you don't have a treat with you, and I didn't, he wouldn't lift up his paws.
Dangle a brownie in front of my face. I'm going to do whatever you want as well. I understand. Theo and I are on the same wavelength then.
So finally, I clean off their paws as best as I can. I keep them on their leashes and bring them back upstairs because the plumber's not done. This is
right?
like War and Peace
kind
of length of. So then they have to go back. I took them into our bedroom. So then they're in the bedroom. You know, and it's just kind of like the whole day, it's
right.
kind
you're
of...
Right, you're exhausted because all you did was... Yeah, you're exhausted.
Let's face it, I don't like people in my house. It's like, I'm a creature of comfort. I like things to be routine every day, and that's my
fault. And then when it's out of order, it feels weird.
Then the dogs are antsy, and, you know, they're still being good in the bedroom while they're cooped up, but... By the time the plumber finally left, it was like, oh, what just happened here?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal? I'm probably making a mountain out of a molehill. It really wasn't that big of a deal. But when I take them outside, I'm trying to get them outside as fast
right.
as I can. The only available shoes that I have are my Converse. So I go outside. It's soggy out there. It's a battleground. And so my tennis shoes get all wet and soggy.
Oh,
they're a mess.
Yuck.
They're a disaster. And I guess finally everything kind of chilled out. It was good. The best thing about the day was last night when everything had all kind of settled down and everything was repaired and everything.
Right.
I finally got to watch something on TV and really concentrate on it.
Well, there
now,
you go.
Here's what I'll say. There are some performers that as long as they've been in this business, they still have it. They're phenomenal. They still bring it each time. And this weekend on Austin City Limits, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo showed up. Now, these two have been married for something like 41 years.
They've been together a while.
And I've got to tell you, man, they sounded phenomenal.
That's awesome.
They did an incredible version of Promises in the Dark. And,
that's a great song.
She looked cool. I mean, they both look great. I mean, here's the thing about Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, okay? So they're kind of the cool couple
yes.
that you wish you
yes.
could just hang out with and have
or
a beer be. With. Or be, basically.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you what, if the PTA meetings had
right.
a couple of Pat Benatars and Neil Giraldos
yes.
in them, they'd be a lot more fun.
They'd be a lot more awesome.
Would. Yeah.
Like when I look at a couple like that, right? Do you ever look at them and think, did they ever go through a day like I just had? Was
right.
there ever a day in Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo's life where they were trying to wrangle dogs and get muddy paws
exactly.
clean? Because they're
yep.
so cool sitting there, you're like, there's no way that these people ever had a bad day in their life,
get
right?
Frustrated
because
they're with just, the plumber.
right, because they just have that kind of aura about them.
Yeah.
And you think that there's no possible way. Or like, you know, you look at them and you're like, did they ever have a baby puke down their back? I'm pretty sure they couldn't have ever had a baby puke down their back because they're just that cool, right?
Right.
And then when I look at them, I'm always like, imagine if they're your grandparents.
Wow.
Like, is that not the coolest thing ever to have Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo? Like, what are
Wouldn't
they?
It be? Yeah.
I said last week, you know, I have a friend who's going to be a grandma for the first time, and she's trying to figure out what she wants this new baby to call her. She doesn't want to be grandma. She's only 48 years old, so
right.
she definitely doesn't want to be grandma quite yet. And, like, you look at Pat Benatar, and you're like, what would a grandkid call Pat Benatar, and what do they call Neil Giraldo? It's not grandma and grandpa. It's not grandma and grandpa, you know, because they're just too cool for that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you, though, did the dogs finally settle last night? Were they good? Did they sit down and watch Austin City Limits like good pups with you?
They did.
Okay.
They did. And they did settle down. But, you know, I mean, when they're cooped up, especially for the Australian Shepherd, who needs a lot more exercise than our lab.
It's hard.
Dogs. It is, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure today they'll get a little extra loving and they'll get a little bit more exercise, but you can tell. You can see it on
yes.
their faces when you look at them. They look just so dejected. And,
yes.
You know.
And they don't understand why they have to be kept away from people right. because I just love right. people. I just want to go talk to them. I want to give them kisses. Yes.
Get out there and see what's going on. What's the party all about, right?
Yes. Yes. I totally understand. Aspie's the same way. When we put her in her kennel, when somebody comes over, the sounds that come from her kennel are not a sound that a living creature should make.
Yeah.
Right. They're not anything that a living creature should make. It's almost like the pterodactyls or something came back to life, or you have something rising from the ground, like in Thriller or something. You know, remember Michael Jackson's video?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when she's trapped in her kennel and there's people in the house, because all she really wants to do is go attack those people. Not in a mean way. I'm talking with lots and lots of kisses and hugs, because she has gotten so the longer she's with us, it's the sweetest thing ever. A little annoying sometimes, but very, very sweet at the same time. She loves you to bend down. So you're right at her face level, because she's a taller girl when she stands up. Now on me, she comes to my chest, but I'm only like 5'5". So she's about my height. So Corey makes fun of me, because when she stands next to me on her back legs at the counter, he's like, sometimes I can't tell who is who. Okay. Yeah, you're funny. Anyway, she loves it when you bend down and get face to face with her. And then she puts her paws on each of your shoulders, and then she puts her head on your shoulder. So like she's giving you a little hug. She's just very, very sweet. Not everybody appreciates Aspie slobber, though, and hugs to that degree. So, you know, you got to learn to contain yourself just a little bit, which I know is very hard when they're very passionate about people. Now, this morning, we didn't have as much of a disruption in our schedule as you did yesterday, but we did try to go outside and go potty to basically no avail.
No
because, well, I tell you what, they're building houses out here on Goose Poop Pond, and the trucks were out there this morning already delivering all the goods to build said houses. It was different in the neighborhood, and I know every single thing that happens in this neighborhood. Yesterday, we went for a walk, and there was a car stopping by its mailbox to get the mail, and that has never happened before on a walk. Mm-hmm. We could not leave the spot. We could not leave that spot until we investigated it. We watched it. We saw the car go down its driveway, and then we had to turn completely around to watch the car go down its said driveway. I was like, could we just walk here? I said, they live there. They don't need you. You don't need to be the neighborhood patrol. We can continue to go without your interference. She knows everything about this neighborhood, and I am pretty sure she thinks she is the queen of Goose Poop Pond. I am certain of it at this point, because she knows every car that's different in a driveway. She knows every car that's parked on the road that shouldn't be on the road. She knows if there's a strange dog walking around. I mean, she knows all of it, because we walk out here so darn much, and she doesn't miss a thing.
She's doing the detective work.
She is.
You remember the old show Wishbone with the dog?
Yes, vaguely, but yes,
that's
I remember
what she's doing. Yep, she's patrolling
she's
and making sure
control.
Everything is okay out there at Goose Poop Pond.
Nothing bad will ever happen as long as Aspen is on the case, I'm telling you. I don't know if that's quite true, but
you're Watson, right?
That's right. We'll go with that. I'm just the person who pulls her around the lake most of the time. That's what I am. I got a message from Dave, and he says that the school closing today over at Baraboo High School was a planned event. So this has apparently been on the schedule that there would be no school today because there's no water at the facility. So just in case anybody's wondering or hasn't heard or forgot, no school today for the Baraboo High School because there's no water. So we'll make sure that we point that out again. Hey, should we talk about this forecast quickly?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be gorgeous. My gosh. Partly cloudy today, mid-40s for highs. So it's a little cloudy right now. Every time they say there's going to be sun, I get a little disappointed because the clouds stick around far longer than I think they should. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 33, and then tomorrow equally as nice. Hopefully the backyard will start drying up a little bit for the dogs, Ben. 43 for a high. We're also supposed to have a little wind with this, so I noticed a few places even in our driveway and out here that were soaked yesterday with the wind overnight, or just even that little bit, they're already starting to dry up. So I'm totally okay with that, because I understand muddy paws, and I understand getting hugs with muddy paws. Sometimes she's just so excited that you took her outside that she feels like giving you a hug with muddy paws. Not always the best situation. Just pointing that out for everybody if you're wondering. Right now, it is 34.
Hi, everyone. This is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we are wishing you a happy new year. We have some new hours at our Pizza Ranch. Monday through Friday, we are keeping our buffet open all day from 11 till 7 p.m. and closing at 8. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 till 8 o'clock. Come on in for a curbside pickup, delivery, or for that beautiful buffet. Give us a call at 608-768-5555.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Relax, don't
goes to Hollywood. There is Relax. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I feel like I need to go get my t-shirt out now from the 80s. Frankie says, Relax. Yeah. That was a good one. I had a couple of those in different colors. I think everybody did. You had to if you grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, so Super Bowl 58 is quickly approaching. We're talking just a couple of weeks away on February 11th. Going to, of course, be in Las Vegas. The Chiefs and the 49ers playing each other. And as usual, Super Bowl ads are being either teased or fully revealed online before the game. Where's the element of surprise in this anymore? I don't understand.
There isn't.
No. Yeah. Right. And it really kills that, I think, for game day. But that's where we are now. Thank you very much, streaming. And it doesn't seem like this is going to change. So here are the latest reveals, okay? And you can actually go online and watch these if you really want to. Or you can wait and be surprised on Super Bowl Sunday. Edie Falco did an anti-dairy ad for PETA. The gist is that dairy cows have their newborn calves taken from them so that the milk that was meant for those calves can be used for human consumption instead. Very uplifting during a football game. Like, my goodness. I love Edie Falco, but come on now. Like, can we just enjoy the game without poor animals being thrown in our faces? That's not going to go over very well when you're eating your meatballs or, you know, your cheddar cheese dipping sauce and stuff like that.
Snacks are going to have a completely different vibe, right?
Thank you, Edie. Thank you for making us push our plates away and not gaining weight during Super Bowl Sunday. Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson have teamed up, and they appear in a Hellman's mayonnaise ad that apparently pokes fun at Pete's dating history. There's some cats involved in this one as well. Now, I haven't watched any of these. I refuse to watch until Super Bowl Sunday, just because that is a fun part of Super Bowl, especially if the game is stupid or you don't care about the game. Maybe it's getting out of hand, whatever. I like to be surprised by the commercials. There's another one that's already out. David and Victoria Beckham are actually pretty funny, according to people who have seen this, in a teaser for their Uber Eats ad, and we'll put it in air quotes, because apparently this is part of the humor. Jessica Aniston is going to be in this one too. So another one for you to watch on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, as long as we're talking about the big game, of course, we can't help but talk about Taylor Swift, right? Because we know that she's going to be in Vegas supporting Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. So prop bets have already come out. And obviously, Taylor brings a brand new element to the prop bets for any Super Bowl festivity. So let's just call this the Taylor Swift factor, because there are already bets being prop bets where people have placed millions of dollars already based on Taylor Swift. Okay. So the first one, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor after the game? That's the first prop bet that you can check out this year. There's only about an 8% chance of this actually happening, partly because he probably wouldn't do it after a loss. And as of right now, in case you're wondering, the Chiefs are underdogs in the Super Bowl. Not surprised. We've seen their offense kind of spit and sputter this year. Another prop bet that you can place this year, will Taylor be shown during the national anthem? This one's funny to me because there's a pretty good chance that they're going to show Taylor Swift during the national anthem. That is a 66.6% chance of this happening, and people are placing their bets accordingly. Will the MVP of the game mention Taylor? Now, there's only about a 22% chance that this is going to happen because it would almost have to be Travis for this to happen. I mean, maybe not. We've seen the NFL get really sneaky about throwing in their Taylor Swift comments throughout the season as well, especially with the commentators. He's actually only has the fourth best odds of getting the game MVP, and he's actually behind Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, and Christian McCaffrey in that order. Now, just in case you're wondering, Travis is not going to be returning the favor and attending this Sunday's Grammys to support Taylor, because obviously he is in Vegas already preparing for the game. So she'll be solo at that event, which I'm actually kind of excited about watching the Grammys this year. Now, in more Taylor Swift news, because of course we just can't get over ourselves in this world. Yeah. Adam Kruger, maybe you've seen this clip go viral. It's so good. He's a Houston weatherman man, and he is huge on TikTok because he likes to sneak song lyrics into his forecasts. And he was back at it this week, and on Thursday, he was dropping words from Karma by Taylor Swift into his forecast. So bear with me. It's a little bit longer clip, but you got to get the gist of it because it is actually really good, and he's so good at this. So here we go.
So the rain departing today, it's back to dry weather, but that rain chance, it's coming back around tomorrow. Now, as far as river flooding, there's not much you can do to mitigate that, but when it comes to street flooding, those storm drains are crucial. They need to be free of debris. That's why I keep my side of the street clean so that those leaves and acorns don't really get into the storm drains. One last round of rain coming our way, but I think after this wet week, we've earned some good karma, and in this case, karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. That front brings a dry breeze on Saturday. All week, we had to think about planning our day around the rain. Now we can relax. Karma's a relaxing thought, right? The rain is out of here. Notice how this line of storms goes from more of a linear shape to kind of bowing out, flexing like an acrobat a little bit as it goes through Louisiana. I've been forecasting weather in Texas for about 20 years now, and ask me what I've learned from all those years forecasting. It's to not underestimate a heavy rain setup. We still see many creeks and streams with river flood warnings. Let's go through this step by step from town to town.
Oh my gosh, he's so good at it though. He just like seamlessly puts the lyrics in. And then I was over on his TikTok page this morning, because whenever I hear something like this, of course, I'm going to go deeper into it because I love song lyrics. He did one with Runaround the other day, and he's done the Dave Matthews Band. I mean, he is absolutely phenomenal at it. And so if you want, you know, a forecast that's going to get you thinking about song lyrics, that might be the dude to follow on the old TikToks.
Now, is this something that Corey Hartman did when he was in his TV weatherman days? Did he use
I bet you he could have. I bet you he could have easily. Yeah. He knows so many songs and so many lyrics. He could have definitely incorporated them in. We were just talking about his TV weather days just recently, and we were just laughing about all of the chaos that used to ensue behind the scenes, and like the day that there was a mouse in the studio because he'd gotten in through one of the big overhead doors. And his co-anchor on the morning show was basically doing the show cross-legged on top of the desk the entire morning. And it was just, you know, stupid stuff like that is always what you remember versus just your everyday tasks. So we just had that conversation the other day. But no, I mean, if it means he would go viral, I think that would be really kind of fun to do, you know, do a ticky-tack with the forecast and incorporate some song lyrics. But I just love how seamless he is. Like, he's just right on in there, you know? It's good stuff. If you don't enjoy that in your forecast, I don't know what. I got to talk with Sean Cable. I mean, he's coming up in just a few minutes here. He's going to tell us about these 40s that we're going to have. Got to work with him. He knows music as well. He's a singer and he plays piano and he also plays accordion, by the way. He's not just a weather guy, Sean Cable.
He could be a one-man band weatherman.
I know, right? Got to go viral for something these days. I feel like if you don't have one thing, one shtick, like it's hard to go viral. But Sean would definitely have a shtick, right? He could play his instruments, maybe grab a kazoo at the same time. Who knows,
so let me ask you this, because I know you'll be watching the Super Bowl. How do you break it down as far as percentages with what is the prime reason you're there to watch the Super Bowl? Is it the game itself? Is it the commercials? Or is it the halftime show?
It depends. Every year it's a little bit different. This year, I don't really care. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs obviously deserve to be there. I'm getting a little bit like I was with the Patriots during the Tom Brady days. Could anybody else from the AFC step up and be in the Super Bowl? That's how I'm kind of getting with the Chiefs. Although, again, totally deserve to be there. I get it. So this year, not so much for the game. I don't really care. You know, Patrick Mahomes always plays his best football when it's playoffs and the Super Bowl. So I expect them to show up and show up big. I also expect the 49ers to be much better prepared than they were against the start of the Lions. So this year, I'm just kind of like, eh. This year, I think I'm most excited about the halftime show, and I don't really know why. Now, am I a huge Usher fan? No, absolutely not. Do I like Usher? Yes, I do like Usher. I'm excited to see what he brings because he's had a Vegas residency for quite a while now. So he's already in his own backyard as he prepares for this. So it's going to be a lot easier for him, I think, to prepare for this halftime show than maybe other artists where it's in some location that they don't have all of their stuff. Does that make sense? So I'm actually excited to see what Usher brings. And there's a lot of hype around this halftime show. Now, I'm not going to say I know what's going to happen, but just out of curiosity, I looked, because a lot of Usher's music was done with Pitbull, right? Pitbull was on like a lot of Usher's stuff in the early 2000s, mid 2000s. Pitbull, for some reason, is not performing anywhere else that night. His calendar is chock full. And then you get to February 11th, there's nothing on it. So in my heart of hearts, I'm really kind of hoping, and maybe that's why I'm so interested in seeing it, is he going to pull out somebody like Pitbull? Is he going to bring him out to the Super Bowl stage? So I'm just more curious as to what it's going to look like. So probably this year, more for the game. And then, of course, the commercials, because you get some really good ones and then some really bad ones that are just, you're like, why would you spend millions of dollars producing that one, right? So that's why this year I'm probably watching it. But every year it changes. Sometimes I'm a little bit more interested in the team. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, this could be really good. If the Ravens would have actually defeated the Chiefs in the championship game for the AFC, I'd be way more invested in the actual game, because I was really hoping for a Ravens 49ers Super Bowl, as good as both teams had played all season. And now the Chiefs are there, and so I'm like, eh.
Meh. Whatever.
I'll watch it for everything else and make some really great food, and maybe I'll get a kid to come back from Milwaukee and join us for the festivities. I'm not sure yet. We're still determining that based on weather and everything he's got going on and homework and stuff. But that's pretty much why I'm invested this year. And plus it feels like one of those days where you just have an excuse to eat a lot of food and hang out with people, right? Like that's what it feels like. And you know, after you've come from the holidays and then you have this letdown after all of the fun holiday festivities, you get to the first part of January to their mid-January, it's bleak, it's dark. I feel like the Super Bowl comes at just the right time when you're like, ooh, another party that we can have. Yeah. And then
you need something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's why we enjoy the Super Bowl. Plus, it's just always a whole lot of fun. And it's always something we've watched as a family together since the boys have been really, really little. And again, some years we're very invested in the game. Now, if the Packers were in it, obviously, everybody in Wisconsin, the world is going to shut down, right? Because I imagine that's how it goes when the Packers play in something as big as the Super Bowl. Last time they were in the Super Bowl, we lived in South Dakota, where we were surrounded by a lot of Vikings fans, a lot of Vikings fans. And that made the Super Bowl win just that much sweeter, let me just say.
The taste of victory.
That's right. It was ours, so, not yours.
So then with the Grammy Awards, which is what, this Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Is that a family deal, or is that just you and Corey that watch the Grammys?
Dexter pops in and out. He'll leave his door of his room open, because if he hears an artist performing that he really, really likes, then he'll come out and watch, and then he'll watch for a few minutes to see who wins the next award, and then if they bring out somebody he doesn't care for, he goes back. But primarily, that's just a Corey and me thing. When the boys were littler, they would be playing or around us while we had it on, but they didn't ever really invest that much time in it. But Grammys will be us. In fact, my husband was very upset when he realized the Grammys were Sunday and that we would be traveling back from Dallas. I said, what are you upset about? We get back at 2 p.m. and we're flying into Madison. I said, if all goes well, we should be home by 4:30. I said, if we stop for something to eat. And I said, you'll have plenty of time to catch the Grammys that start, I believe it's 7. I think it's 7 on a TV. So I was like, you'll be fine. It's fine. I said, I might even have time to, like, you know, brush Aspen and give her a bath quick before the Grammys start, because honestly, that's the part that I'm looking forward to the least. This tells you everything you need to know about me as a human being. You know what I'm most concerned about on this trip is the fact that my dog won't be brushed for 4 days while I'm gone. Ah. And I know what 4 days of hair on Aspen looks like. I also know what my couch looks like after 4 days of not brushing Aspen. So that is my biggest concern going to Dallas. Everything you've ever needed to know about me.
It's not going to be fun when you get back as far as taking care of dog hair.
Little cleaning. As long as she's been fed and she's been taken outside and she's, you know, doesn't have any injuries, because I've seen how her and Dexter play, I'm going to call it a win. But yes, there'll be a little cleanup that has to happen when Mama gets home. Coming up, we mentioned Sean Cable, the multi-talented musician and singer. He's going to also give us our forecast in just a moment. Mid-40s over the next couple of days. He's going to tell us more about that. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an online-only real estate auction ending featuring a 6.12-acre lot on Scenic Trail Road near Muscadet. It's a very nice residential building parcel with woods and rural country views. That ends today at 11. And then tomorrow, we have the Loganville Elementary School auction ending, featuring kitchen equipment, tables, chairs, and much more. There's a preview today at the school in Loganville. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Next week, we have several auctions, including two auctions on Tuesday, one ending at 9 a.m. and one ending at 1 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we have a vacant lot online-only auction for a lot up on Dutch Hollow. And then on Thursday is our gun drop-off for our February gun consignment auction, as well as a real estate auction. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night in boys basketball, Lodi gets the win at Sauk Prairie, 61-52 the final there. Platteville, winners at home over Mount Horeb, 69-56. And Reedsburg falls on the road to River Valley, 50-45. In girls' hoops yesterday, it was McFarland with a 63-30 win against Baraboo. The Eagle girls victorious on the road, 53-30 against Mount Horeb. Portage loses at home to Stoughton, 66-26. And Reedsburg falls to Edgewood at home, 74-46, the result of that one. Boys hockey yesterday, Madison Edgewood 12-0 over Baraboo Portage. The Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells loses a tight one to Monroe, 3-2 at Poppy Waterman Ice Arena. As usual, not much happened around the area on this Wednesday. Things will get going again tomorrow. Damian Lillard says he's excited to return to Portland tonight, to a city and an organization that he's got a lot of love for. The eight-time All-Star spent 11 seasons as a trailblazer. This will also be the second opportunity for the Doc Rivers-led Bucks to hit the court. Still filling things out a little bit. They lost their last time out to the Nuggets, 113-107. It's a late start tonight on the West Coast, 9 o'clock tip-off. That one's going to be on ESPN. The number 6 rated Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team will be off again today before back on the court tomorrow night. They'll head to Lincoln to take on the Cornhuskers at 7:30. Badgers 16-4 for the season and 8-1 in the conference to lead the Big Ten. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy and fairly pleasant today with a high in the mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43 by Friday. It will be cloudy with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
7:50 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us. 355-9970. Ricky Martin on Max FM.
Down.
in New York City. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Ricky Martin makes you feel like you can run through a wall, kind of like the Kool-Aid man there. That's a good one on a Wednesday morning, Finn. My goodness.
It occurred to me while you were playing that one that that's the one that Corey Hartman could have used during his TV weatherman days, doing a little number to that.
Yeah, that would have been good. I can totally see that. He loves that song, too. It's funny when he plays it because there's certain parts of it. My husband is an audio person, right? So there's certain parts of it where you can hear different pieces of different instruments, and then he knows exactly when to turn up the radio to hear that. It's the funniest thing ever, and he does that with most songs because there's certain beats that he really, really likes better than others. So that's what he likes to do, you know, just like kind of turn it up at the same time. He's a little ridiculous. Yeah. It's 7:55 right now, and we have some celebrating to do. Of course, we're talking about our birthday list and maybe an anniversary or two if we happen to get one of those today. If you are celebrating or know somebody who is, remember, you can text us this morning, 355-9970. Hey, I have to thank Mark, though, over on our Facebook page. He sent a message asking for overnight oatmeal recipes that we talked about just a few days ago. So I was sharing some recipes, jamming out to Ricky Martin and Livin' La Vida Loca, by the way, this morning.
Look at you. Those overnight oats are becoming quite popular.
They're so good. They're so delicious. So hopefully Mark enjoys them as well. Let's start right up here on the top of our celebrity list with Joel Courtney. He's the kid from Super 8. He grew up to star in the Kissing Booth movies. He is celebrating his 28th birthday. Marcus Mumford, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons. Okay, we'll go with that. 37 for him today. Now, one of my favorite groups, I have to say. I'm not a huge Mumford & Sons fan.
Okay, so here's the thing with Mumford & Sons. So my middle son, Colin, is kind of into some of that stuff.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know what they call it, like Americana.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Whatever, we'll go with that. My oldest son, Taylor, can't stand it. So frequently, and I'm kind of borderline, okay?
Yeah, see, that's where I'm at. I don't dislike it. I don't love it. They're not my favorite group, but I'm not going to be like, oh gosh, take them, like I am with REM. Take them off my radio now. not doing that. tells you where I'm at in that life. So anyway.
Frequently we argue about that around the table. if Mumford and Sons creeps into the conversation, then it gets discussed.
Well, only one of them gets to choose the playlist then on your Ireland trip in April.
Exactly. And it's not going to be Colin.
Each day they get to be in charge or something, like they were when they were five, and you got to separate them out. Tyler Hubbard, the Georgia half of Florida Georgia Line, is celebrating his 37th birthday today. Justin Timberlake is celebrating 43 years old today Timberlake.
Shut
I know.
Really?
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. He just appeared on Kelly Clarkson yesterday. NSYNC fans, they're in the studio again. They're making new music together. He just kind of teased it. Now, it kind of sounds like this has been in the works for a while, but Justin didn't want it to come out until his new album had been released. And by the way, he was on SNL last week, so if you have Peacock, you can watch that back if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Didn't hate the new stuff. Didn't hate the new stuff. It was a little bit more reminiscent of Justin in his early on in his solo career. So it kind of felt like he went back and found a little bit of his roots, got back with the beats and stuff like that. I didn't hate it. I'd have to listen to it a little bit more.
Okay.
But I was like, all right, this is a little bit more Justin Timberlake-ish dance beat that we're used to. Felt like he got a little off track there with a couple of the albums, like his couple last ones. And I just was not a big fan. And I don't think he was either, because he took a really long break from the music industry. And then he gave us his first release is going to be called Selfish. And by the way, his ex, Britney, even though she roasted him in that memoir, which is a number one bestseller, she apparently is a big fan yet of Justin and his music as well. She went to Instagram this week to tell the world that she feels like a lot of people she cared about got hurt when she wrote her tell-all memoir. Really, you think? Did you think that's what was going to happen?
That's what happens when you put out a kiss-and-tell book. Yeah.
Okay.
So because I know you're a big New Kids fan, so then are you excited about new music then, or...
I don't know. I was never on the bandwagon of the boy bands. Like, I loved NSYNC. I loved a couple songs by Backstreet Boys as well. I didn't get as hardcore into the boy band stuff in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s as other people. I was a little bit older, though, going to college, things like that. It was just a little bit different. So I didn't get as quite into the boy band battle, further off in the... if NSYNC, as popular as they were and as great as some of their stuff was... If they can, get back to some of that success, because let's face it.